This is Voices of Diversity. I'm Robert Borelli, and today joining us is Miguel Millan, who originally came from Apan Hidalgo, Mexico, and has been in Goshen for the last 19 years.
19 years, yes.
Miguel, give me an idea of what all you are involved in, because I know the list is lengthy.
Yeah, I start with being involved with the Maple City Healthcare Center. I'm a member of the board, and I'm there because I'm gonna make sure the people has the health care they need, and it's affordable. And also I'm on the CRC in Goshen,
the Community
Relations Commission, and Commissioner, and also I'm the president of the Goshen Apan Community Center. I'm part of the, I'm a member of the CD in Goshen College as a trying to come to get the people together and understand each other. And also in Diversity Day, I'm part of the commission of the Diversity Day in Goshen.
So with as many people who have come from Apan Hidalgo, you are finding yourself involved in making sure that the connection is made with the Goshen community then?
Yes, I try to get in the mirror, trying to bring people from the Hispanic community to the mirror and also the Anglo community to the mirror so we can meet together and understand each other and see what we have in common, not what we have in difference, so we can have a better community. And right now we create between Marilyn and Torres and I, we create the Immigration Task Force in Goshen, and we have a lot of different committees to help the people who need it.
So Miguel, that's where you are now. Describe life back home. 19 years is a long time, obviously, but you're in contact with a lot of folks who've come more recently than that. What is the stark difference between home and here that's driving people here?
Mainly jobs, but also education. To me, it was very important, education for my kids. And the main thing is education, because when you go to try to get into college, thousands of people, they can go because they don't have room enough in the colleges over there. And I find over here, when I went to IU for a semester, I find there's a lot of room there. A lot of people don't want to go to college here, and we have a lot of room in different schools around this state. So I say it's a good opportunity for my kids to be in college, because if we stay in Mexico, we have a risk to don't go in college. And my daughter, she was here when she got here. She went to middle school in Goshen Middle School, and then she graduated from Ball State. So that's one of my goals, and I accomplished one of my goals for my kids.
That's very important to you.
Oh yeah, education is the keys. It's some people don't believe it, but the more you know, better you are, and better you see life.
And Miguel, I think you probably already answered the question for me. The reason for moving to Elkhart County, was it employment or education, or kind of a neck and neck tie on those two?
Mainly education for my kids, because I went to college in Mexico and it was very hard to get in. And we have to do testing to get into colleges, and a lot of people, thousands of people, didn't get in. So I want to make sure that my kids got good education. Unfortunately, we have pretty good schools here. We just need to implement different programs, I guess, for different people.
Contrast the differences, if you will, between what's available back in Apan and what you can find in Goshen for your family.
Go back again to the education, because the schools, they don't have enough teachers and teachers educated to teach, and they don't have the programs good enough to people go get into college, and they don't have the equipment that we have in Goshen, since I'm living in Goshen.
And you did make a list already of the things that you've done as an effort to make a connection here. you've made that effort, and you're asking fellow Hispanics and the Anglo community to come together and meet in the middle. What do you think is the barrier that keeps either side from making that connection?
Mainly the language barrier. That's the one very, very big one. But also the cultures. Some people are too proud of the culture they think they belong to, and they don't think we're building a new one because the history of the world is changing all the time. And we adjust all the time to the place where we live on. And some people criticize other people who speak different. For instance, people who come from Kentucky, some people make fun of them. They don't recognize those people talking that way because they live in that zone. They have to talk about fields, about the farm, because that's the way they grow up. And people from the city, like Chicago, talk different way because they grew up differently. So the same way the people from Mexico, we have different ways to approach life and the way we talk. So if we recognize that we all come from somewhere, and we here right now, we should build up from there.
So it's a lack of open-mindedness when it comes to accepting someone new.
There you go, yes.
What skills did you bring with you, and what have you learned here in order to, I use the word assimilate, to become a part of the culture here?
It was pretty good to me to go into college, because when you go to college, you learn a lot of different things, and it's going to help you in the future. And I guess that's why that knowledge let me be part of the society where I live on, because one thing, I can speak a little bit more English than a lot of people, and I can understand more people. So I guess when you go to college or you study, you open your mind to different places because you get to know more people or more about everything. So you get to have hungry to learn more. When you don't know nothing, you just think about a few things you know are the better ones or the right ones.
So the importance of education in your life, in your family's life, you'd say that that's something that others in the community on both sides of the divide need to work on.
Oh yes, it's very important, because I don't understand where the American dream went to, because we're supposed to fight for American dream, for the better life, and some people are fighting for the dishwasher, for the positions with pay low, and they don't push the kids to go up there to be a lawyer or be a doctor. So I don't know why people understand on both sides. And some people don't want to send the school, or don't care to send the kids to the school because they need money to survive more or with easier way. But they don't see the future. They're going to be lacking of the knowledge, of the opportunities they're going to have if they go to the school. On both sides, because the Hispanics, a lot of people just come to work and make money. And also the Anglo side, people dropping out, that's not right. They should keep going and fuel the dream. Where is the dream, American dream come from? That's what I always wonder. Where is the American dream? I'm doing it. I'm really doing it because I reached some of my goals with my kids mainly, because that was my goals. So that's I asking some people who are fighting for the positions that are paid less, then if they go to college, they're going to make good money, they're going to have good opportunities, a good future, better life. But some people just fighting for the low wages, that's not right, I guess. I mean, they're sending their wrong messages to the youngest people. That's why for me it's very important, school. Study and knowledge. Education is very, very important for anybody.
Miguel Millan, we appreciate your words today. I'm Robert Borelli, and this is Voices of Diversity.